Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most procedurally generated podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would it feel to be real life in Toontown?
Okay, so is the idea that obviously, like, as in within the world of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, like, there is a Toontown and we can't afford a house somewhere that's not in Toontown. So we've moved into Toontown because the rent's cheaper.
It's like moving to the sticks, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I wish, you know, like, looking at the prices in Toontown, like, let's just look at the houses. Let's just see what it's like. And then we move in and we realize, oh, no. That comes with consequences.
Hey, guys, it's actually fucked here.
My house is bouncing. My house has got a personality. No.
My house doesn't have a toilet because toons don't shit. I'm going to go all the way up to regular skin town to shit.
I checked the mail. My mailbox bit my fucking hand off because my mailbox is a fucking dog or something.
The weirdest thing is my mailbox is female. It's a female box. It's got a lady's personality.
It's got lips and a big bow. That's how I can tell.
Every time I check the mail, it asks, hey, you should buy me a drink first. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
I've tipped a cocktail in there, but that did nothing. It just made my mail wet.
Because, like, in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, the real world exists, like, whatever, which is what we're currently
skin
experiencing.
Skin world,
yeah. Skin world, that's fine. Yeah.
There's three layers. There's skin world, there's Toontown, and guess what, baby? There's cool world as well.
Oh, that's right. There is cool. We should have moved to cool world.
Yeah. It's like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but somehow way sexier and smuttier than already one of the sexiest movies ever made.
I look forward to my first interaction with Jessica Rabbit, where even though I'm a regular man, I just all of a sudden I'm like, Hauga! I'm like, oh my god, I've never done that before.
Was that just an old-timey car horn coming out of my mouth? Oh my god, they don't even make cars like that anymore.
My hat has a propeller on it now. This is fucked.
I think that's one of the tough things about living in Toontown is that every stiffy has a noise.
I was gonna say, just having a real human erection in Toontown feels really wrong.
What do you think, like, Toontown, like, itself would feel like? Because I've never felt the cartoon texture in my life because it doesn't exist. But what, like, because you're seeing Bob Hoskins, by the way, I'll go on the record again and again, best screen performance of all time. Bob Hoskins in Who Framed Roger Rabbit is mind-blowing how good he is in that movie. Yeah. You're seeing him touch stuff, he's touching boobies, and he's touching, like, would it, everything in Toontown, would it feel the same? So if I were, like, honk on Betty Boop's butt, would it feel the same as if I was, like, touching a street lamp or something?
I actually suspect that, in Toontown, everything feels like breasts.
Big, bolted-on Pammy Anderson boobies.
Yeah, everything has that, like, soft, warm to touch feeling.
See, I for some reason feel like everything feels like a dolphin in Toontown. Like that weird, smooth, kind of tacky feeling.
If you're at home and you don't know what a dolphin feels like, just stick your finger against your gum. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Let's do it now.
Oh my god, it feels heaps like a dolphin.
Whoa, I just got turned on thinking about Betty Boop's little tuna.
Because in Roger Rabbit, you can just go to Toontown if you're a guy. Mm-hmm. There is just so much
fella.
If you're one of the boys, you can go to Toontown. Nothing's stopping you.
If you're made of fucking flesh and bone, there's no stopping you from going to Toontown. Any fucking guy can do it.
Why are you going to Toontown, Jackson? I'm just one of the lads, so, you know, any dude with a pecker can go to Toontown, man. That's the rule. But anybody, I know what you mean. Anybody can go to Toontown. We can all go to Toontown if we want.
But the consequences of doing so are, like, astronomically high. Like, you walk in and instantly the risk of death skyrockets because, like, you go with Roger Rabbit and some guy jumps out and fucking hits him with a car. Roger Rabbit's just like, oh, hey, watch where you're driving.
Yeah, but if they hit you with a car, you're like, oh, my guts and ribs.
You don't say anything because you're fucking dead. The car just laid you out on the pavement.
But I guess it would be the same if you were going to be hit by a dolphin. Is that as bad as being hit by a car? If a dolphin would swim right at you?
Dolphin or Pamela Anderson's chest.
Yeah. Is it cheaper for a toon to buy a real car or a toon car? Is it cheaper for us to buy a toon car around Toon Realm?
You kind of get into, like, very, very complex issues with this, because the toon cars are alive, so are you buying them, or are they just your friend?
Are you befriending them to, so they can take you to work?
One is more morally sound, if you're buying them, or if you're, like, coercing them through friendship to be a lesser being than you?
Yeah, to subjugate the toon cars for your own gain.
One of them is a criminal activity, and the other one is morally not good. But we've all made friends with people in high school that have cars solely so that they can drive us places.
Absolutely.
I still form friendships that way.
Hi, I'm Alexi. Do you have a car? Let's be friends.
I'm looking for a turtle in my entourage. Please, someone drive me.
What do you reckon your personal interactions with the toons of Toon Realm of Toontown would be like? Do you think you would get on well with them?
I reckon I would probably have the same interactions that Bob Hoskins has, but worse, because they know that he used to, like, love toons before a toon killed his wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dark stuff.
I don't have a... Yeah, this movie is cooked. I don't have a dead wife, so everyone would just be like, oh, this guy's a prick.
How are you motivated to do anything in this world if you don't have a dead wife? that's giving you the force to do everything in your world.
What's your motivation?
Maybe I thought about my wife having a tuned piano dropped on her, and even though my wife didn't exist, that still gave me enough motivation.
Would you have a tuned bride?
No, see, ooh. I don't want to, I don't, well, I mean, for one, it'd be like fucking a dolphin, and that's just not it.
And I've heard that's awesome from a couple of Incas and Aztecs
me too,
something.
So, maybe it would be good to have a toon wife. No, I think I would have a human wife, but I for some reason, I imagine if we move to Toontown, I'm going to get a job at a toon store, and then I'm going to be annoyed selling, like, food to toons, because I'm going to be like, you're not... Like, you don't need this food. You're a toon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They buy a carrot. Like, Bugs Bunny buys a carrot. And I'm like, you're buying that carrot not for sustenance, but to chew on cheekily, you know? I don't know. That would annoy me for some reason.
Just like, hey, Bugs, are you going to fucking eat the carrot? Or you're going to go, what's up, Doc? Because if it's the second one, get out of my store.
Eat the fucking carrot. Yeah. Jackson, this isn't your store. You work here. You can't tell customers to leave. Get out of here. Okay?
I like that in your version of a store that you can't ask people to leave even though you work there. That's crazy. Every business lets you do that, Jackson. What jobs have you had?
Not for the reasons I've decided. I work as a cashier at a store and someone buys, like, a thing of rice and I'm like, you going to cook that? And they're like, that's not really your business.
Eat it in front of me now. I want to hear those little grains against your teeth.
But yeah, look, so I think that would annoy me. Yeah, but do you think you'd get on well with the toons?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I really, I love antics. I love zaniness and I love goofing off. But I need to unwind. I don't think toons unwind. I've never seen one relax. And if they are, that's part of their shtick. You know, they don't turn off.
No, and if you do see a toon relaxing, you know they're about to be hit by a mallet or electrocute. Yeah. Like, something's going to come and interrupt that
An
calm.
An Acme anvil or piano is going to be dropping from the heavens at any freaking point.
It's funny to imagine us trying to sleep and hearing just like wacky cartoon sound effects from the next door neighbors, like boink. Like, oh my god, I got work in the morning. Shut up.
And then you would call the cops to come over, and they'd come to your house, and it would be like a clown toon car, but cops. There'd be like 48 police officers,
48 cops,
all just pouring into your house. What seems to be the problem, sir? But just like
what's
constantly coming, like,
But also, like you said, you would the danger for you there would be incredible, inescapable danger.
Yeah,
because toons are immortal. They don't die. They don't do anything. You don't have dip. I mean, I'm assuming this is pre-dip era that we're going back to in Toontown.
PD,
PD. And then, but so like, you know, they're out there doing whack shit, and like one little infection could kill you. Like if a toon is an axe and cuts another toon's head off, a splinter from the axe flying off and going into your skin, which also I'm assuming the splinter is a character as well now, as it breaks off, just like the little brooms in the Sorcerer's Apprentice. That's going to kill you immediately. I reckon there'll be toon diseases. There'll be toon diseases that we're not used to having.
Our immune system's not designed to deal with toon illnesses, which, like, what is the human equivalent of getting, like, a giant bulging bump on my head or going, like, literally green?
Boys, I'm spinning sick. Bump, dude. If I get a hat spinning bump, I think I'm fucked for life.
You can't just fucking walk that shit off. You're done. You're fucking done.
But I can't go to a toon doctor. Like, that'll just be, it'll be too wacky for my blood. They'll pull out a big saw, you know, comically large.
A fucking toon doctor, all they're going to do, they'll put a thermometer in your mouth, it'll burst in your face, you're covered in mercury.
Shots!
And then they'll hit your knee with a mallet and you'll kick yourself in the head.
Two bumps, coming back from the doctor. Didn't go well, Jack.
Oh, God. Hey, it's as if I shouldn't have even gone to the doctor. Oh, my goodness. I
really regret it a lot. Why didn't I go to Skin Town? That's where the best doctors are. I need a skin doctor, not a toon doctor. So, yeah, that's bad.
It's also crazy because, like, Toontown is also a little bit like if you were just living in Hollywood, where you're going to meet, just run into a lot of the greats just in their off time. Like, Mickey Mouse, Bugs Bunny, they're all just there.
They're hanging around. They're definitely, there's something to interact with. Something I've been thinking about this a lot recently.
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather, if one of them has to fuck your wife, Bugs Bunny or Mickey Mouse? And I think of all of the toons from Warner Brothers and Disney, those are the only two ones that it's hard to come up with a reason for. So, like, if my wife fucks Daffy Duck.
Bugs.
But if my wife fucks Daffy Duck, like, that's a pity fuck. I get it. If she fucks Donald Duck, that's because Donald Duck is, like, he's powerful. Like, I get it. He's aggressive. He's got, like, a fire in his belly. That's sexy.
Jackson.
If she fucks Goofy, that makes sense.
Shut
she's
up
just
for
in
a
love
second,
with
Jackson.
Goofy.
Jackson, you can't be accepting of someone, your wife pity fucking someone.
What? I think so. I think that's cool. I think that makes Jackson a good guy.
Thanks, man. No, but like, I get it. I see why it happened. But Mickey Mouse is like the epitome of a good person. Mm-hmm. So why is he fucking my wife? And Bugs Bunny only acts in retaliation. So why is he fucking my wife? Like, both of them present such a mystery in their cucking, you know?
Answer. You had a threesome with Lola and Minnie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
fair. Awesome.
Yeah. That's... That's probably the horniest thing I've ever thought about.
I've come back to our toon house with Lola and Minnie, and you're like, Jackson, are you sure this is safe? Like, are you sure this is going to work out for you?
I don't know if Douche has edited this out, but in my room somewhere, a steam whistle just bursts. I'll just have to roll my tongue back up for a moment so we can finish this. But I think...
Pop your eyeballs
honestly,
back in your skull. Yeah, fair.
You say it's difficult, but as soon as you said... Mickey or Bugs, my mind was like, I actually want that to happen with Bugs. I think that would be something sexy about it.
Yeah.
I think Bugs is sexy.
He's got authority. I get that. He's confident. Confidence is key.
And that carrot? Come on, dude.
What's up, Doc? There.
Hey, Bugs, show me what that carrot do.
What's up, Doc? Here's the answer finally. Me, baby.
Do you think Bugs and Mickey would beat the shit out of me? Like, would they kill me?
If what? If after
I
had
fucked
sex
Lola and Minnie.
But,
or is having sex with my wife like enough retaliation on their part that we're even Stevens? We're square.
Well,
Jackson, are Bugs and Mickey mad? No, they just fucked my wife, so we're good. So,
so in this situation, presumably your wife is also furious and has gone out looking for them. She's the one retaliated, not them.
It's a whole, everyone's retaliating.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's multiple acts of vengeance all converging on one.
But I get it, so I'm cool with it.
I reckon they just come over and hit you over the head with a mallet, killing you instantly and burying you halfway in the ground.
Damn.
That's not fun. I just died.
But then, let's say, for example, that is what has happened. You have had unprotected sex with two of the hottest teen babes in the world. Yeah. What is going on biologically there? Are they carrying a half-skin toon baby?
Oh, no. So for some reason, no.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, I don't want to see what happens with, like, a half-man, half-bunny, rabbit, bugs situation. But then I started thinking about Jackson and Minnie Mouse's child, and that's so much worse. But then I went back to thinking about the other one, and I'm like, oh no, that's worse. I think they both might be a 10 on the bad times.
Yeah. I reckon my child with Minnie Mouse is gonna look like, so if you get like a picture of Mickey Mouse up, right, so that body,
yeah,
okay, mm-hmm. and the ears, but the circle face is just a human face.
Gorgeous, stunning body.
Yeah, that incredible largely square torso with no nipples. But yeah, human face where Mickey's face is. That's what I'm talking there.
Wrapped around a spherical head.
Would there be laws against creating abominations like that? Should there be?
If there wasn't before you did it, there is now.
Might I guess that if human and toon were to mate, the spawn would be CGI?
Oh! That's cool. What what era of CGI?
Iron Man. You give birth to Iron Man.
I reckon it would like it would grow. Like, you know how you see people in like photos from like the 1900s? They don't look like us.
Yeah.
So I reckon if you look at like the first Toon Baby, it is like the owl in the opening credits of The Labyrinth or Tron or something. And then like decades later, you're getting like the Scorpion King in The Mummy Returns as like a new spawn. And now we've got photorealistic, gorgeous little
avatar. Little we've got Jake Sully.
Jake Sully. We're seeing him popping out. We've got the gorgeous little Tom Hanks from the Polar Express rearing his head.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful. Minnie Mouse has given birth to Tom Hanks from the Polar Express. That's my child.
A litter of all the little Tom Hankses from that movie just coming out.
But it's funny because Minnie and Mickey live in like quite a Hollywood relationship. So that means that I've got to raise all of the Tom Hankses by myself and pretend that I don't know who the mother is to avoid controversy.
It's not Minnie Mouse, I promise. It's not Minnie.
He's not even a mouse. He's Tom Hanks from the Polar Express. How would that make sense?
Everyone's looking at your children and throwing up because of Uncanny Valley.
There's something off about.
What a great thing to say about someone's baby. There's something a bit off about it, isn't there?
Like, your child's giving me uncanny valley.
There's a vacancy in the eyes, as if they're just like little marbles popped in there. Little digital marbles.
And yeah, Lola's given birth to the bikes from Tron. They just shoot out.
The light cycles running around.
Running around the apartment as I rock Tom Hanks from the Polar Express. Go to bed as the Tron bikes ride around. Alexi, JD, can you just like rock those bikes to sleep, please? Or can you please arrange them in such a way that one of them hits the light tail of the other and smashes?
We have to kill one of them, okay?
And now a quick word from our sponsors. Also, hey, plumbing is sweet as a summer breeze and all, but did you know that we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Maybe you wish we'd stop talking about superheroes and Star Wars and dog dicks and instead sort out which kind of frog is the superior frog or what would be the best kind of metal to be crushed under. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Shut Up A Second, a nonsense podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
My response would just be like, you made your bed, you have to lie in it, I'm This is your fault. Why did you do this?
Yeah. Why would you do this? Why would you start this illicit affair that created an entire new subspecies of humans and toads? Why would you do this? Just because your dick was hard?
I was horny, fellas.
All right, horny I forgive
for
you.
Horny for Minnie Mouse.
I forgive you. We've all been there.
Their carnal instincts kicked in and I must go through with them. Do you think there's, like, anime town as well in Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Like, there's, like, Toontown is America. Yes, you can fuck Popeye and Olive Oil, whoever you want, any American toon.
Pluto.
Do you think if you want to fuck Pluto,
anyone
it's okay.
Popeye canon, you can fuck. That's the rule.
you're allowed to fuck any Popeye character you want. Yeah. Even the can of spinach, you're allowed to do it. We don't care.
You can go to town. But yeah,
you go down to the docks, you can do whatever you want. But in Japan, do you think you can like fly over to Japan? It's a whole new world of toons.
Anime town where everything's like kind of moving at like fewer frames a second. Like you've got to wait if you're, like, in a conversation for somebody to make their anime noise reactions to you. Hey, do you want to come to dinner?
Dude, if that was real, I would go to Speed Racer area because they have actual human mouths.
That's sick.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
That clutch cargo shit, dude. Fuck yeah.
Anime Town would be way better than Toontown.
Mm. Why do you say that?
Sexier.
Yeah.
Okay, good point.
Just sexier. No, I don't know. They just got cooler stuff.
Yeah, I suppose. There's more Dragon Ball Z like fights and magic powers happening. I guess it's like anime
just, like,
super
robots and shit. That's good.
There are robots in Toontown. They're just like Rosie the robot from the Jetsons.
Yeah.
And she's thick, dude.
Yeah. I'm staying in Toontown.
Jackson's looking at a picture of Rosie the robot just tearing up his plane ticket. I gotta stay. I got unfinished business.
I'm gonna see what happens if I mix skin metal and toon. What kind of baby we get there?
Whilst the light cycle just explodes in the background and Tom Hanks is trying to drive a train or whatever.
You've become a mad scientist trying to create all these little creatures, dude. You're like a freaking Dr. Moreau or some shit.
Thank goodness that I've not gone to Anime Town and made a half-human, half-anime baby. Like, I don't know what that is, and thank God we're not going to see it, you know?
I think that's the live-action adaptation of Ghost in the Shell. I think that's what happens if you do that there.
Oh, no, and it's never good. Wait until you get a live-action Piccolo from Dragon Ball Evolution. That's the worst baby you can get.
Well, you know, I've been curious about that movie for so long. It's the guy that plays Spike in Buffy, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I've never once Googled it. I've been a little bit too scared to see what he looks like in that movie.
Alexi, I saw it opening weekend in the cinema.
Oh my God. Opening and closing weekend. It's the same weekend.
It was the same. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to take in.
Because I can't imagine what they would do to make that character look real with that guy playing it. And it's not using any of the promotional material. So I'm like, there's a reason they're not showing us.
He's not green from what I can remember.
Ugh, yuck, whatever color he is disgusting then. If it's flesh, pink, I don't care. It's disgusting.
Bad either way. What do you think you guys would do in Toontown? Like, what would be your profession? How would you get by? How are you paying rent? You know, what's your day-to-day life living in Toontown? Have we moved to Toontown and we're working in Skintown? Or are we...
Nah, we'll get a job in Toontown. Like, we've probably
it just
had
seems
a,
easier.
Yeah, the three of us rooming together. We've all bought a house there. We're renting a property in Toontown together.
Yes. Yeah.
And we all had jobs in Skintown, but, like, it's just easier if we get new jobs here in Toontown. And I reckon Bob Hopkins.
Oh, my God, no. We've lost him.
I reckon Bob. Yeah, he was on to
Mr. Robert H.
I think he was onto the right idea because being a private eye in... Toontown seems really easy.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Everyone's like just spilling out the information. No one's holding a secret in Toontown.
No. For instance, the patty cake scene in Roger Rabbit. First of all, great scene, very horny.
Excellent scene. Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
Second of all, One of the suspects is holding the deed to property in that photo, despite the fact that makes absolutely no sense in the context of what's happening. Clues are so easy to find.
I suppose because Toontown kind of has to follow like a narrative arc just by like basic Toon evolution.
Mm-hmm.
You could kind of just sit on your ass and let the crimes solve themselves.
Yeah. Like, I can just drink.
Just become a terrible alcoholic in your room in our apartment
with a
waiting
desk.
For the
that's the only difference. I have a desk.
No,
and the desk is your best friend. It's chatting to you all night. Yeah, that's a pretty good idea, Dusha. Why don't you write a little other idea down?
There's a bottle of whiskey in one of my drawers, Dusha. Can you open the lid so I can get crunk with you?
Dusha's getting drunk with his desk again tonight, Alexi, so let's not go in his room.
Yeah, we've got to look after all these little Tom Hanks tykes around here.
Dusha's desk getting drunk is such a damn. We got to shut that desk up. I'm going to call the police. I don't care. I'm calling the police.
And you hear from me being like, I am the police, sort of. I'll solve this crime. Someone's been feeding Barry the desk some fucking booze.
It's me. Fuck.
I'm doing it.
Case closed.
We're going out. Dragging your desk through the lamp room. Down the stairs. Finally some peace and quiet.
We go to Jessica Rabbit's club. She dances on him. His drawers shoot out.
Whoa.
Now this is living.
You become depressed because your desk has left you for Jessica Rabbit. Yeah. You go home, you open your case with that gorgeous little toon gun in there, you load it up, fire off around it to your head, it spins around the room and chops your dick off instead. And you must live with that broken dick.
Your dick gets little birds flying around it. A big red bump pops up on it.
Yeah, your dick does grow back, but it is just a big red bump.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's bad, dude. Yeah, that's bad news.
That's what I'm doing for a job. What about you guys?
Probably just looking after Tom Hanks's tykes, I guess.
I pay Alexi to babysit my children.
I'm a nanny in Toontown. I'm looking after all the little babies. The little one that smokes a cigar. I'm babysitting him twice a week.
Gotta watch
I'm looking after all the little eggs that will turn into birds one day so they can fly around people's injuries. I'm helping hatch them, getting them ready to go out there on their first job, whatever that's to happen.
Training them to fly in a circle and sing the one song. Yeah, that's good. That somebody's got to do it. I gotta try my best. Yeah, of course.
I'm looking after like little baby Bambi. They're an orphan now. Gotta show them, gotta try and become their mother so they can feel they can one day rule the animal kingdom again.
Deer's famous for ruling the animal kingdom.
Yeah, absolutely. King of the woods.
Jackson, I can imagine you trying to get a job as one of the birds that fly around injuries. I reckon you're like, yeah, that seems pretty ludicrous.
Seems easy. Seems like you make a decent cash from it. Yeah. That's good because I can't fly. I'll just run around the guy.
Always out of breath because you're too late.
You got bumped on the head. Christ.
How do these fucking birds even know where to fucking go? I thought there would be like a phone call or something.
I'm going to start like a fireman that starts his own fires. I've got to start bonking people on the head so I'm there.
I'm going to get my training up. I got to train.
Yeah, I got to figure out how to do it. I got to like learn the ropes.
I've got like 8 kids at home. They're all little mini Tom Hankses, but yes, they need to eat just as much.
They may look like an adult Tom Hanks, but they're not even one, all right? So, are you looking after like Huey, Dewey, and Louie as well?
Yeah, famously,
and
I'm looking
after
Tiny
Toons.
Yes, all the Tiny Toons, the Muppet Babies, I'm looking after all of them. Oh, they're all together. I'm looking after over 100,000 kids, it sounds like. Just looking after all of them, and I'm going crazy. It's just me and the grandma from Muppet Babies or Tiny Toons or whatever they all are, just looking after them all.
Oh, you and all the grandma Toons, that's good.
Yeah, Absolutely. You and whatever the I think she's just called Granny that looks after Sylvester and Tweety.
Yeah, Tweety's Granny. I'm looking after her. You're looking every day. I'm getting fucking parent-teacher conversations with all the fucking parents from Peanuts, and their voices suck. I get a headache. I get a migraine every time doing these parent-teacher afternoons with their freaking quack, 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 quack.
It's so good. I'm just going, like, so
yeah,
how,
okay, fucking Charlie Brown sucks, okay? You got to look after this fucking loser kid. No one knows if he's got hair or bald. I don't know what that little tuft on his front of his head is. I don't know. It's driving me crazy.
Light or whatever. Yeah, there's that dirty one. Just fucking have a bath. Whatever. We're in Toontown.
I don't know. I wash him and he gets dirty instantly. I don't understand.
Hey, he's got this freaking little binky blanket thing. It's fucking lame.
Yeah.
You got to get this kid to grow up, okay? He's probably going home sucking on your teat tonight. Yeah. Let him grow up.
Also, Snoopy, he's just a fucking dog. Stop bringing him to school.
I don't want to train the dog. It's fully grown up. It's an adult. And it's frankly weird that he has his relationship with the kids.
Yeah, he's not a kid. Stop treating him like he's a dog. Don't even get me started on Woodstock. It's a fucking bird.
It's a fucking concert, dude. I don't even know what it is. Someone's saying Woodstock. I'm like, okay, the concert from the 70s? I don't know, okay? So I guess I would be doing that. I'd be very stressed out as the one educator and carer for all the lost children of Toontown.
Just the, like, even in Toontown, like, the divide between who counts as children and who counts as adults. Because, like, you'd think, all right, Muppet Babies, that's easy. Babies in the name, they're babies. But then, like, Animaniacs, are they kids?
Mm. Yeah, what's Dot? What's
yeah.
What are they, for one?
Are they teens? I think they're kind of badass teens.
The only way that I know that they're teens is that they know what fingering is, because that's a very famous joke in Animaniacs.
That's true. That's true.
I actually taught them that.
Yeah.
I taught them that joke.
I will hey, guys, if someone says to dust for fingerprints, you got to hold the singer Prince, look at him.
Hang on. Let me get a photograph of Prince, of the artist formerly known as... This is Prince? He's from Skin Town.
You can make a joke, you know, Prince as in, like, fingerprints, but then it's like, oh, no, I thought you said... Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E, Prince the singer, not just like any, like a royal or anything, specifically this singer. It's going to be a funnier cultural joke. And then finger. Now, bear with me. What I'm going to tell you might freak you out.
We've all got holes. And we've all got fingers.
It's good for you to be like, we've all got, some of you definitely have holes.
Please don't take the gloves off to prove it to me. I'm terrified.
Peter Pan? See, like, he is a child, but he's also an adult. Like, Jack, you know, from the movie Jack, not a cartoon, don't know why he's there, but is he a child or is he a 40-year-old hairy man played by Robin Williams? Who knows?
Well, he's got a cartoonish voice, he might be allowed. He might be one of the most realistic skin babies that's ever come out of Toontown. Oh, yes, I want to be educated. Give me an education, please.
It's cool that in this world, my illicit affair with Minnie Mouse resulted in Robin Williams. That's so exciting. Who'd have guessed?
Yeah, I imagine to get Jack there, you have to sleep with Patch Adams.
Yeah.
That's like, that's, do I have awesome. To go to Skin Town for this?
Yeah,
you can do that anywhere. You can hook up with Patch Adams in real life. It's a real person. He's based on a real guy.
Yeah, laughter is the best medicine or whatever.
Hey, Jackson, like, I'm excited to do this, but I feel like I just want to know what your intentions are. I want to make Jack from Robin Williams' film, and I'm going to bring him into Toon World. You know how I'm from Toontown? I'm creating monsters. Not that he's a monster, but I've created other monsters.
I'm trying to start a village or something.
So...
I guess how it feels to be in Toontown is either bad or horny. Those are the two choices.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
And they're not even like mutually exclusive. Yeah. Like, being horny in Toontown is inherently evil and bad, I would say.
Yeah,
if you're creating abominations, that's bad.
That's, you shouldn't be doing it. But it's good in the moment of climax, obviously.
Yeah, it either feels good and you're evil, or it feels bad and you're normal.
But it feels awesome rubbing up against those dolphin gums, dude, for that one moment of blissful passion. It's all worth it.
Where we all forget whether we're good or bad and we can all just accept how fucking good this feels.
Yeah, just get that squeaking going on against that weird, wet, rubbery surface.
It's beautiful. Nothing has made me more excited to visit Toontown than that sensation.
Me either.
Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Alexi Toliopoulos.
Where can we find you, Alexi?
Oh my goodness. You can find me on the Sans Pants Network as well. I've got a podcast called Total Reboot with Cameron James, where we talk about beautiful movies, some of the most stunning creations ever put to art, and the shitty reboots and remakes based on them. And basically very similarly tonally to this show, where we just fuck around talking about those kind of things. We're almost at episode 100.
Oh, that's
very exciting.
There's heaps of episodes there.
A century of Total Reboot.
We're bringing in the new century, baby.
100 years of reboots in cinema.
Yeah, and we've just come up with a very cool idea what we're going to do for our 100 episodes. So I will tell you guys when the mics turn off. I'll keep it a secret for everyone else to find out by listening to the podcast.
If you're looking for a good place to start, me and Jackson have both been on Total Reboot, and both of them were very fun and very good.
And they're very fun, self-contained episodes. With Jackson, we did the Doctor Dolittle movies.
Reboot,
which sucked. They're all awful.
We did all of them, that's right.
We talked through it. We kind of talked through all of them in one go.
That's the trick.
And it's weird that there's a very racist history involved in many of the productions of the Doctor Dolittle franchise, which is very fun. And Dusha and I, we did one of the sickest like miniseries all about the Evil Dead franchise.
Yeah, those movies, they're fucking sick. So you guys should check it out. And thanks so much, Alexi.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me here in Toontown. I'm going to return back to Skinville.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.